to raise new questions, new possibilities, to regard old problems from a new angle, requires creative imagination and marks real advance in science. Albert Einstein.
Did you have an after-hours appointment or something?
He shook his head. No, just wading through some paperwork. I can blast through it more quickly when I'm alone.
Bridget stood and emptied the remainder of her tea into the sink with shaking fingers. If the other woman wasn't a client, then why was Steve hiding the fact that she'd visited his office after hours?
He leaned forward, reaching down to touch his toes with a groan. "Surely they can't all be that bad," I replied, watching him twist and stretch.
They're worse than you think.
The blonde's focus dips to my palm where it's resting on a desk, then back to my face, her lips pressing into a thin line. I'll admit, I have a gift when it comes to pissing people off.
The three-road shelf was riddled with vials and jars. Some were filled with gooey liquids. Others sparkled like stardust. And a few wisped about, much like the inky fog on a warm, ghast night.
"Thank you," I tell him. In the quiet that takes us in, like the breeze skimming across the sand, I remember how it felt to lay against him all night.
"Well, I never thought I'd see you all the way out here. Oh, thank you for getting me away from those vermin. But really, dear, could you not have been quicker about it?"